Hi, and welcome to the 34th podcast episode of Basha's Thoughts. Today I was thinking about how we might actually already have an intuitive system that works in a win-win type of dynamics where we all move up and collaborate and become better and better with each step. This might actually be a natural thing for us. And the system that we are currently living in perhaps is not the natural one. But because we have grown up in it, we know of no other way of interacting. And even though we may be suffering because of this unnatural system, we don't know of any other system, and so we don't really know why we are suffering, or sometimes even that we are suffering. We just think that this is a normal way of being. I'm not suffering, I'm just normal. And I was thinking about how even really positive ideas like diversity and the idea of acceptance and respect and not actively bullying or excluding people, even all of these really positive ideas can sometimes be used in ways that are not positive. Especially when they are used based on the dynamics of the system that we have grown up with and living in our society, having the structures that we are surrounded by, it becomes natural for us to even use these positive types of ideas in negative ways sometimes. But very often we can actually feel that this is happening. There's a part of us that will tell us, an inner knowing, an inner sensing. If we pay attention to how we feel, we might actually notice it before we logically know what it's about. Let me give you an example. A couple of months ago, I had an interaction with a group of people who were in San Francisco. It was a Zoom meeting, and I was interacting with the leader of the group and the other persons. Mostly, it was the leader who was speaking, but the other persons had times and opportunities to speak as well. And as I was listening to this leader, I felt that something was off for me. I could feel it inside of my body, and yet when I was listening to him, I couldn't quite tell what it was. He was speaking so nicely, he was saying such nice things. In principle, you would agree to everything and you would say, hey, this is great. And yet, it felt off in some sense. So afterwards, I analyzed it. And I noticed that he was speaking a lot about minorities and how it's important to care for minorities, to respect them, to support them, to work with them. And he was spending a lot of the time that he was talking focusing on this. This was not anything that had anything to do with the purpose of the meeting or with what we were actually doing, but it was such a big part. And he also told us that particular company was the only of its sort that had African-American leaders, which I felt was, well, okay, sounds nice, that's good. And for some reason I thought, well, oh, but why aren't they participating? That would be nice. Well, anyways. And it wasn't until halfway through that I realized, well, actually, I think he identified as an African-American. I had not realized that. And when I started paying attention, I realized that maybe he did have some traits that sort of resembled a little bit. He might have some ancestor that was African-American somewhere. But it was so far-fetched for me that I for someone who comes from a very different culture, and for someone who has been living in a place where there's a lot of people who have much darker skin and they do not consider themselves as particularly African American or African anything. African South American or North American, or it felt different for me. And I realized that Well, this was something that was important for him. It was important for his identity, his appearance as a minority and as someone caring about minorities was really important to him. It was a part of his identity that he really wanted to stick with. It was something that was so important that it would overshadow his interactions and attempts at connecting with other persons. And appearance is something that is very important in our type of society where we have the dynamics of information and power that we have right now. Because right now, for us, judgment is essential. This is pretty much the first thing we tend to do whenever we get information. We want to judge where it comes from. Who told us? What are you wearing? What do you look like? What have you studied? Who are you anyways? And only then, only after it passes through our judgment filter, do we say, oh, okay, yes. And then you might actually repeat what has been said. Oh, yes. Oh, you're an authority. Okay, well, then I can repeat what you were saying and I can tell others about it. Oh, you're a friend. You're from my group of people. Well, then I can repeat it and tell others about it. And if it's not, well, then I might not even listen to it, might not even consider it. I might even put up a fight against it because you might be a rival. You might be someone that I need to fight. And if I win the fight, well, then I will get more power to me. I am now the winner of the fight. I am now seen as someone who has more power. I might be more intelligent, and now people will listen to me. Or maybe I will gain control of a group of people and have more influence, greater influence. I might even be in control of a whole country because I won a debate, perhaps. So in our dynamics, we often tend to start by judging. So judgment is the first part. And this is why appearance is so important. If I appear really intelligent, and if I appear as though I have studied, well, you might listen to me then, and I might have more power and greater influence. And so appearance is key. And that's why it's only natural that people would focus so much on it. Is it helpful, though? Is it something that will help everyone? Is it something that is heart-centered? Not very much. It's part of the dynamics that is creating a lot of problems for Earth right now. So what would the alternative be? Well, the alternative is the all-win type of dynamics where we all first start by connecting. So in that kind of dynamics, when we get information, we don't ask, well, who are you to say this? We ask, what in what you're saying connects and resonates with me? What makes sense to me? What is the key message? What do I really resonate with? And then I tell you, oh, you know, in this message, this is what I got. This is what I really understood. This is what I can resonate with. And then we can add also our perspective to it. Maybe, and this is how I use it. And this is what I have found useful. And we might add our creativity. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could use it in that way? What we're basically doing in this situation is, instead of starting by judging, we're starting by connecting. We're trying to connect. Where do I connect with this other person? And from there, we're starting to grow and expand that basis and see where we both can learn. So what we're focusing on is wanting to learn, wanting to know more. We're not focusing on judging. We're not focusing on polarizing and fighting. We're focusing on where we can connect and how we can better collaborate. And so notice that in this system, the information that comes out of the system is information that is more clear as to where we all connect It is information that contains possible solutions based on our creativity. And in this particular case, diversity comes in very naturally. It's a very natural part because we want to have diverse opinions and perspectives, because that is when we can learn more. If someone sees things exactly the way I do, I cannot learn much more from that person because I already see things exactly as they do. But if they can say, yeah, I can connect with you on this, but look, then there is this whole other universe connected to it that you had not seen before. Wow, this is awesome. I can explore that as well. And now I can show you another universe that is connected to it that you haven't seen before. Oh yeah, and I know the bridge between them because that's where we connected. And now we can both explore aspects that we didn't really know too much about. So we're actually looking for diversity. We're looking for people who think differently, who have other perspectives, other experiences, because that is when we can learn more. And we're focused on wanting to know more, wanting to learn more. We're not focused on wanting to appear good, smart, or advantageous in some sense. That is not interesting. Why isn't that interesting? Because if you are always adding that information, if you're always trying to put an ego spin on what you're saying so that you appear in a way that you might find advantageous to you, that is perceived by others as just noise, as something that is taking away from what you're saying instead of adding to what you're saying. It is something that disconnects you more than connects you. And so it is adding noise as opposed to clarifying. And if you are a person who does not add that noise, who does not add that ego spin on top of things, well, then I will find you so much more interesting. I will want to listen because you will bring such clarity to me, and that will be awesome. And if I can do that for you, well, then you will want to interact with me even more. And then we can find really interesting, creative ways of growing. And I will want you to be different from me because that will be beneficial to me. And you will want me to be different and creative in my way. You will want me to be as happy as possible so that I can create in my particular way, because that will bring you benefit. This is the all-win types of dynamics and how you interact, what you do with information. So power in the sense of a pyramid, in the sense of wanting to be in power, is not there because everyone has power, because everyone is adding to the information. See, in the broadcasting type of system where you have the authority that gives out information and people judge, if it comes from the authority or a friend, then I repeat. Well, repetition is not really beneficial when it comes to solving things. So the solutions have to come from the top. The solutions kind of have to come from the authority. And you feel really powerless because you are not adding anything. And if you're not in a position of power where everyone repeats what you're saying, well, then that can also be a little bit sad if you're not happy within that system. And within that system, you're not usually going to be very happy because you're going to be living a life of struggle most of the time, as opposed to living a life of celebration. And we can actually feel whenever we're moving into one or the other modes of being very often. So if you think about something that's nice, like the idea of, say, diversity and the idea of accepting others and respecting others, see what comes with it for you. See what naturally comes up as the next thought. Is it a type of argument where you say, well, and this is why this is right? Is it a type of judgment or righteousness. And this is why it's important that we all do it this way. And this is why we have to fight the others who don't do it this way. You're moving into the regular type of dynamics that we have had for a long time. But if you think about diversity, acceptance, respect, and what you move into is, oh yes, and you are opening up. You feel inside of you the sense of opening up. You see curiosity bubbling up inside of you and willingness to learn more. Oh yes, diversity. Oh yes, I really want to learn more about other perspectives. Oh, I've seen how they can help me. I've seen how they have opened my eyes before. Wow. And you're in that type of dynamics. So you're not moving into fighting others, judging others. You're moving into opening up and actually solving things. And that seems exciting to you. Well, then you're in this other mode. And interestingly enough, this idea, this way of interacting that is a win-win type of dynamics, it really works well with larger technological systems that do the same. So it's possible for us to create technological systems that organize people, help organize huge masses of people in positive ways. And these systems would do pretty much what we would do in normal interactions. They would take away the noise, focus on what is important, what is essential, what is connecting, and bring forth super interesting solutions. This can be done with systems like the wisdom of crowds. And of course, these systems have some prerequisites. So for these systems to work really well, well, you do need to have a lot of input, a lot of people putting their input into the system. And you really want to have independent, free thinkers. So you want autonomy for the people who are involved. You want them to be not dependent on each other, so that the information that they get is not something that everyone is repeating because it has been broadcast. Instead, it's something that they have come to based on their interactions. And so you want them from different places. You want a lot of diversity, a lot of autonomy, a lot of independence. And when you do have these kinds of people, then that type of technology works really well. And hey, if you have that type of technology, well, maybe you don't need these top-down types of hierarchical systems of power at all, even when it comes to organization at a larger scale. Because this is where we have had to use it before. That was sort of the only alternative when you have a large society and you want to organize it. Well, then you have always kind of had to rely on groups of people who take charge, and then you have leaders, and then you have all the problems that we have in our society. But now, with our technology, we don't really have to do that. We can create systems that are based on autonomy instead of on hierarchy. And all of that would work really well if we, as human beings, we're able to interact more in the all-win type of dynamics, where when we interact, we start by looking for where we can connect, focusing on that, and then building from that, and resisting the urge of judging, resisting the urge of polarizing and fighting. Then we can all have a base where we connect. And from that connection, we can find a way that brings forth a solution that is a solution for all, where all win. So maybe we already have an internal system that is aligned with this all-win type of dynamics. And if we pay attention to it, if we pay attention to how we feel, and we look, observe where our thoughts are taking us, we can actually internally be guided to move towards the all-win dynamics, if we choose to. Because this is the dynamics that is heart-centered, and so it automatically is the dynamics that actually feels better to us. It's just that we have been highly trained in the other type of dynamics, and therefore it seems more natural. It seems more comfortable for us to go between perhaps even feelings of depression to anger, and then falling back into depression, then moving up into anger, feeling better in anger, moving into pessimism. And whenever we are on those levels, we are struggling, we are not feeling optimal, we are not being the best version of ourselves. We are focusing on the roles we are playing, and we may feel stuck. But paying attention to our internal system, paying attention to when things start to feel off, and then using our mind trying to discover what it is that's going on, maybe that can be a way for us to start moving into this so much more fun and creative way of interacting with others and creating with others. That was it for today. Thanks for hanging out, and I'll talk to you in another episode. Take care.